Good afternoon. Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance, and this is your one and only host, T. And I want to talk to you guys today about your exes. I know it's a sensitive topic for a lot of people, and people that's in current relationships with their significant other, and the significant other is still in cahoots, still cool with their ex. And I just want to give you guys a little bit of feedback and tell you how I feel about the situation. I'm the type of person where, me as a person, I have very important exes that are near and dear to my development as a person. The older that I've been through everything with, you know, so I feel like these people are part of my journey. It's the reason why the other person, my significant other, would love me. It's because of my development. So it's kind of like a family member. You know how your family member come up with you like through the years or whatever. And, you know, they just a part of your process and forming you and molding you into an adult. You know? With that being said, it depends. You can't be friends with all your exes. Depends on how the situation ended. If it ended up, if it was a toxic relationship, maybe abusive, verbally or physically. That, you know, with that type of situation, you wouldn't want to tag that person along. But if you had something, if you and the person, you and your ex, and the thing's on the right note, and you guys are great friends, and it's nothing attached, and the person isn't disrespectful to your significant other, or I don't see nothing wrong with it. Because in my opinion, like, my friends, because that I have certain exes that are friends. And I know for a fact we're going to be kicking shit probably till we're old. We're going to be cool as fuck. So I'm going to go through a lot of, more than like, I'm going to go through some relationships. I hope I go, you know, I'm going to go through more, you know. Sometimes relationships don't last forever, you know? And I know friendships don't either, but, you know, I know you can wean out a solid motherfucker. So if I bring anybody along with me, any baggage, just know they're there for a reason. And that's a part of my sanity, especially with me, because I battled depression before. Well, I still kind of am battling depression. I'm a funny motherfucker, but I battle shit. And, obviously, God put these people in my life. If it doesn't hinder me, if these relationships is keeping me at bay, they're kind of enlightening me, and it's helping me through with my journey through life. I'm good with it. I'm cool with it. I want it. I want to coexist with whoever. You know, I want to, you know, be friends with certain exes in this school. It's a part of, you know, many people share journeys together, a lot of years together. So, you know, I know a lot of people are against it. A lot of people really don't deal with that. And then in this school, I just break it down to, like, what was toxic for me and what wasn't. Of course, toxic people, it's certain people that I was talking to before, I know I can't talk to anymore, because of how the situations went. But some people I could, and I could call them all day. We laugh and joke, and it's nothing. But that's just my views on it. And I know everybody's views are different. You know, but when you're thinking about that, and you're going into a relationship, or you're in the current one, kind of try to understand, like, certain exes, as long as they're not coming at you crazy or not texting anything out the way, they're there for a reason. Like, They help your partner through the years on some type of journey. You know, it's a part of their growth, too. It's a part of why you love the person that's with you right now at this moment, because it helped all that help mold them. So you guys try to be more sensitive to that, you know. You know, because it's just in case, you know what I'm saying? In case you date me next and I'm like, all right, motherfucker, I don't know. You know, you might be like, oh, motherfucker, you ain't talking to your ex. Yes, the fuck I am, because that's my nigga. Like, we're not going to do that controlling shit. We're not going to do that controlling shit. We're going to appreciate each other. I'm appreciate everybody that's in my path. I'm appreciate everybody in your path. And we just gonna try to enjoy this fucking human experience, man, with every day we have. And that's all I had to say about that, you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy this content. Thank you. I'm out.